This is in the Holy Letters of the Rebbe in volume 6, and this is in letter number 1654. This is a very detailed, scholarly, Hasidic insight letter, so I'll just go over it. It's not something that we can really... first of all, you have to learn. He's asking the Rebbe specifically about a discourse that the Alter Rebbe in the Torah Or. So he's asking him specific questions. And the Rebbe is asking very detailed questions. So you got to learn the actual subject matter. So it's kind of hard to just jump in on this. But we'll do a little bit. So he asked, you know, he asked the Rebbe several questions in the Torah Or. There is a statement, for example, that it says that the Torah was there 2,000 years before the world was existed. Alpaim shana kodma Torah lo'olam. And what happened was that the Torah existed beyond the world, but then when God created the world, He brought the Torah into the world, basically gave us the instructions. As you know, the Torah has various different layers. There is the very simple, literal level of the Torah, but there's also the more spiritual level of the Torah, which is a spiritual Torah. And we're saying that that Torah started 2,000 years before. Of course, they're all related. It's one Torah, but it's on the spiritual level. And then it came down into the Shemayim Baretz. And the person wanted to know, is this the same concept? Because in the Zohar, it talks about that there is different path of the Torah. There is one path, and then there is 613 paths for the Torah. The 600 path of the Torah, evidently, those are the mitzvahs, the 613 commandments. So those are them. And the one path, he's asking, would be, the Zohar talks about, that would be before, in a general way, maybe the Torah before it was given. But the Rebbe says that the Zohar mainly talks about mitzvahs. And in the Kabbalah, mitzvahs are related to the skull, which surrounds the brain. That's considered the will of Hashem, which is higher than the intellect. That's the root of the mitzvahs. And the Torah comes from the level of the intellect, comes from the level of mochin. So, as the Rebbe puts it, the 613 path are also connected more to mitzvahs. And even when it's explained on the Torah, it's like in Keser. The bottom line, the Rebbe says these are two separate, they're not really connected. That's one thing. Then he goes through another issue that, you know, like from Yom Kippur, we find that there's a special, it's all in the Kabbalah, a revelation of Bina, and that's through arousal of mercy by the davening on Yom Kippur. We're asking Hashem, and that brings about the level of Torah, which is Bina, which again is Kabbalah. I'm just going through this to mention this. Then there is a level of Midos. Those are the spiritual attributes. We have the level he talks of there in the Maamar, the way the attributes are not fully open, but actually they're included in their source. What does included in the source mean? There is a concept of the 10 hidden spheros. So that the Rebbe says, no, over here we're talking about the source of the middle, which means the intellect. Because this is all from the Kabbalah and the Hasidus. We know that a person creates an emotional feeling, an attachment to something that he understands that is good for him. So when a person reflects on a certain matter, then he creates in his heart in his mind, he creates a love for that thing that he's reflecting on. So the same thing goes, of course, with Hashem. If a person reflects on Hashem's, what Hashem means to him, so then he has the level of connections. Over there, when it says the source, isn't talking about the essence, Shudas Agnuzis, but it's talking about the intellect which creates them. But we'll go further. Number four, the Torah we know was given at the time when Hashem gave the Torah, Shavuos, we celebrate it when Hashem gave the Torah, right? But then he says, we still have an obligation to bring down the Torah. We sort of bring the Torah down and arouse, bring the Torah down again. Well, what does it mean to bring the Torah down again? It's already here. How are we bringing down the Torah again? But he says that, you know, there's two ways of the studying of Torah. Yeah, I mean, you can infuse the Torah with its sanctity. Like when a person, we know, a person has to learn Torah before they daven, and a person learns Torah after they daven. Like we're learning now before the davening. And then we learn Torah after davening. But the davening is sort of inspires us so that the Torah that we learn later on is on a higher and on a different level in a way that it's infused with our emotional attachment that came through the davening. So there is differences in Torah. So while the Torah was given, yes, but how we perceive the Torah, how we handle the Torah, that's something which is up to, depends. There's different changes for that.
Rabbi?
Yes, in the Maimer, seems to be in the discussion, he's all asking the Rebbe, it seems to be, on one hand, the Rebbe talks about internalizing it, deep kerev ish lev amok, and then he speaks about it's deep, and then he says, well, you only get it, you can't really internalize it, you just get it in a way that it hovers over you, meaning it's like beyond. So how do we reconcile these two? So he says that yes, mostly it hovers around you, mostly, but just a little bit can come down, you know, as the Memal Reltus Sevikul Alam. So he says, mostly we get it in a surrounding way, but there's a little bit that we can internalize. Brings down that, that Hashem speaks to Moshe, comes through Vahavta, Vahavta Hashem Elokecha, meaning our love to Hashem brings down the Vaidar. We've got to look at the Maimer over there. Then we talk about Hashem, there's a verse that says, that God says, the heavens is my throne, and the earth is like my pedestal. So that you put the feet on the pedestal. Ha'oretz Hadvim Ragloi. So he says that basically, the pedestal means what raises us from the ground. Basically, the pedestal raises the feet from the ground. That is referencing the mitzvahs that we do in action. The mitzvahs we do in action actually raise us. They raise us up. It's like a pedestal. It raises us up from the bottom. And then he uses the various different the way that it's raised through the level Gimel, through the level Yud, and level Vav. He explained the Gimel, the Vav, the Yud. He says it's a reference to Lakuta Torah. He brings out of his rear that when the soul dresses up into the body, this affects a unity of the Torah with Hashem. How so? Because first of all, the soul sort of occupies itself with the sparks of Tohu, the higher level which come before Tikkun, which is in the spirit of Kabbalah, which is the higher level, and I guess through the person learning Torah, doing the Nitzutzos, then they're sort of connecting the higher level with the Torah. But the main thing the Rebbe says, that when a person service below, would mean very future. What does it accomplish?
Yeah.
That it's all of our work is like he says is like a rope, like a string. Whatever we do accomplish, we're actually connected, bringing down from different sources.
I like
over
that.
Here. Then he number nine. Talks about the three vavim of Vayisa. Then he talks about also the power of growth that's in the ground is not just a general power, but rather the individual power is there too, but it becomes, you bring it out when you bring that specific fruit or specific seed brings out that thing. But it's interesting to see, the Rebbe gave him a very detailed answer over here, but the Rebbe's ends off with a blessing to strengthen yourself. This sounds like bekabolas oil b'toyrah. Kabolas oil meaning with accepting the yoke, or it can also be bekvias itim b'toyrah. But the Rebbe also answered over here, spending time. Vizichul chamidus and refinement of character. I mean, it's a little bit of a. Is the Rebbe telling him to need a character refinement or things like that? There's no name over here, so it just doesn't tell you who it's written to. But it seems like a little bit of a. Almost like the Rebbe saying him, learning is good, but you need to have accepting the yoke and need to have refinement of character. But I'm not sure. At all, you know, it's kind of hard to tell exactly what it means over here. But